Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The European Central Bank is expected to raise interest rates again at its Governing Council meeting in Frankfurt today. I'm joined by Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor at the Irish Independent. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Philip.
$64,000 question here is, what are they going to do after this quarter of a percentage rise?
That is the most interesting question, Philip. Yeah, I mean, the expectation up to very recently was that there'd be another increase in September. They don't meet in August because the continent goes on holidays, but there was expected to be another quarter percent increase in September. That is now looking less likely because the European economy has slowed down a lot. We've seen a big fallback in manufacturing across Europe. There's a bank lending survey that would be keenly watched by the European Central Bank. That's at a low that's not been seen since the global financial crisis. And also purchasing managers have kind of curtailed what they're buying. So they're all signs that maybe we won't see an increase in September. And a very interesting comment was made by the Dutch central banker, Klaas Knot. He's usually very eager to increase rates. He's what's known as a hawk. He's arguing against a further rate rise in September, which is very interesting, and it's not something that was expected. So we could be, hopefully, we could see the last rate rise today. Then it would bring the refinancing rate to 4.25. That's after 9 rate rises. It would mean that the rate has plateaued, but it could be a while before it falls again, Philip. You know, it could be 2 years before it falls, but at least it won't keep rising. So it's hard to know.
It's fragile enough, though, isn't it, Charlie? I mean, just think, if we were to have another very cold winter, that would fuel energy inflation, and that's the inflation that fuels all other inflation. So we could be back into more interest rate hikes.
We could be, yeah. You know, you're absolutely right there, Philip. And, you know, everything is on a knife edge, exactly. Inflation is the key thing they watch. It's still very high. They're still concerned about core inflation, which is the key inflation rate. It's still 5.5%. The expectations are that it'll keep coming down. It has been coming down. It's kind of nearly half since last year, the overall European inflation rate, the harmonized index, they call it. But it's still high, so it's probably not coming down fast enough. So you'll get arguments around the board table in the European Central Bank. These governors will be arguing, some will be arguing for more rate rises. Others will say, look, there are signs that the European economy is slowing down. There is a risk of recession. But others will say, hold on a minute here. You know, the inflation rate hasn't fallen enough. So it's a hard one to tell.
Well bottom line, Charlie, will I be able to borrow money at anything less than 5% in 2024, do you think?
Probably not. You know, we're very soon going to leave the sub 4% fixed rates. I mean, they're disappearing fast. We saw yesterday Bank of Ireland increased its fixed rates again. That was the fourth rise. The fixed rates are probably going to end up at around, you know, 5%, you're right, by the end of the year. Banks have been slowly passing on the fixed rate rises. You know, they've been using their savings to kind of make money out of that by depositing that money with the European Central Bank. But they are increasingly passing on increases in the European Central Bank to on the fixed rates, and that affects people who are taking out new mortgages and people coming off fixed rates. Variables, we haven't seen much change in those from the main banks, but the vultures have been pushing them up. And the other factor then, of course, tracker people, they automatically get these 9 rate rises, unfortunately.
Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.